No.
Okay, it's aunt.
For Panorama this week, we go back to school, visiting a class of 12 and 13-year-olds at the grammar school in the old town of Havlíčkův Brod, about 100 kilometres southeast of Prague. We're here to find out more about a pioneering teaching project that has been made possible thanks to the enlightened attitude of the local town hall, which gave financial support.
What shop is there today?
Like much of Europe, Czech society is going through many changes. Even in a small town like Havlíčkův Brod, it does not take long to notice that there are growing numbers of people of different origins, cultures and languages who have moved here to live and work. Historically, this is nothing new, as the old lands of Bohemia and Moravia have always been a crossroads in Europe. But in recent decades, this reality has rarely been reflected in the school curriculum. Dr. Maria Hofmanová from the Department of English Language and Literature at Charles University in Prague has been working on a pilot project to redress the balance.
The initial inspiration came to me while I was attending a seminar in Austria, Graz, in content-based teaching plus pluricultural, plurilingual awareness.
And what is the actual basis of this project?
The topic just is embracing a number of areas like history, geography and local history, because I fear that the students only learn about the history of the Czech Republic, but they don't get in touch with the real grassroots contacts, the history of their own places. And the idea of doing it in different languages is completely new. And it just comes with the real situation again, because we tend to have more and more pupils coming with different origins.
So a central part of the idea is helping children to be more aware of the fact that they live in an environment that is multicultural, multilingual, and that's something that's normal.
Yes, I think it's always been normal to live in a multilingual, multicultural environment throughout the histories of this region. It's been a norm. And so I think the students, today's children, should not perceive it as something out of the ordinary. They should take it as a norm.
Children from the first year at the grammar school in Havlíčkův Brod, taking part in Dr. Hofmanová's pilot project. In the context of the rather conservative Czech education system, the project is unusual in that it breaks down the barriers between different subjects and fields of interest. For a start, the children were working through English, going through a series of tasks, exploring life in their town, past and present.
Are you all from Havlíčkův Brod? No. Where are you from?
Přibyslav.
You are from Havlíčkův Brod, and you?
Until the Second World War, the population was very mixed, Czech, German and Jewish, and one of the children's tasks was to find out the old German names of some of the villages around. In this historical context, the fact that some of the children in the class themselves are not of Czech origin suddenly seems less exotic.
After World War II, the people living in this town thought that this place is only for the Czechs. It's not like that. The world is not like that, and it will not be like that in the future. So I think that it's the young children should get used to living together, cooperating with each other, and thinking that the cooperation is normal.
Here are two of the pupils staging an interview, in which one of them, Abdul, whose father is Jordanian, plays the role of his father.
I was born in Damascus in Syria.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have got 5 sisters and 3 brothers.
What's the job of your father?
My father is a police officer.
What was your favorite subject at school?
My favorite subject in school was English.
Why did you come here?
I come here to study at university.
How long are you in the Czech Republic?
I am here 16 years.
In the class are also children with roots in Vietnam, Russia and Belarus. Their English and history teacher is Jana Dvořáková, and she has been working with Dr. Hofmanová on the project. She stresses that projects like these do not need to be at the expense of the traditional curriculum.
I'm not against the memorizing facts because children, firstly, they don't know the facts. They have to accumulate them. But then the next step should be to build something new on this basis. And in this way, it is very pioneering and good thing to do, and they need it because they can create something new.
And it's quite interesting. I thought the way that today that with the children you really were connecting several different subjects, weren't you? You were connecting English with history, with geography. I'm trying to think if there was any mathematics in there. There might have been a little bit.
No, I hate maths.
But there was certainly...
why I didn't put any numbers of immigrants.
So it was, but it was very, very much like putting the dots together and connecting different ways of learning, which I should imagine must be refreshing for you as a teacher and refreshing for the children as well.
Yes, I like it when the lessons are interesting.
Let's go. My town is very busy. There are lots of things to do. There's a cinema, a theater. There are cafes too.
I think they really enjoyed it very much. Because after the whole year of tiring work, just with the textbooks and all the grammar exercises, and you know, this was really very refreshing for them, and they love it because they like doing something new, and it is really great that it was about real things that simply are going on around.
So does the project have a future? Maria Hofmanova again.
I think this is just the beginning. We could work on similar things for a number of months or years, maybe. It's just the new theme to be introduced.
And we've just sat through a lesson here with a group of children of around about 12 or 13. What were your impressions of the lesson?
Well, I was impressed very much, very much. The enthusiasm was quite apparent, so it was wonderful for me.
And they seemed to be interested in the theme as well. It didn't seem to be a theme that was foreign to them.
Yes, indeed. Yes, you're right. I thought that they would take it as the textbook and they would recite something, or they would want to show us that they fulfilled the task. And I was really surprised and impressed that it came as a game, as a competition, and it was quite natural.
And you're involved at a university level in developing methodology of teaching at schools. Do you think that this can go on further and you'll be able to develop the ideas that you've been dealing with about how to teach children about these very complex issues of living in societies that are changing, where there are more languages, more different nationalities all coming together, whether that this is going to develop into further projects that could become part of the curriculum, let's say, throughout the country?
Yes, on the one hand, some schools already work using the projects, and this could be one of them. On the other hand, I think that unfortunately we are not as far as we could be as regards integration of the curricular subjects. We still tend to divide historically, like this is mathematics, this is geography. But somehow the English language and learning things through the foreign language makes it possible that the students experience something new.
My town is very pretty.